Hello, Technology Espresso listeners. I've got a hot topic for you in regards to how our brain works. Who knew that talking about how our brains work could be so intriguing? The topic and the subject is keeping it real. And you've heard that term. People often say in many different conversations, whether they're telling you need to keep it real, or if they're exclaiming that they're keeping it real. But I want to talk about keeping it real in scientific terms, in terms of how our brain works. And I know you're thinking, could she be for real that she wants to talk about keeping it real and talk about it and tie it to science? Well, you'll be surprised that keeping it real, it has to do with how your mind works and how you think. And that's what our whole podcast and our SIPs, our STEM information pods, are all about, is tying it to our everyday world. So I'm going to jump right into it. I found an article that was really intriguing to me. And I'll be honest, there's things that I have to check myself too. So it's not about just preaching to our listeners about things they need to do and they need to change. It's all of us learning together. So when I'm doing this research, I'm learning too. So this particular article, it talks about keeping it real. And in psychology, they call that the true self versus the false self. And what it says is, deep down, we naturally want to express who we genuinely are. However, people also have forces within them, driven by what we know as our ego, trying to keep us safe, or at least to keep life predictable. So for that reason, the ego sometimes tells us things. And in other words, the ego sometimes lies to us. And we maintain the lies often by blaming other people for things that are happening, so that we protect our own self-image of ourselves. And so what I want to do is pull out from this article what they call the 7 telltale signs that your ego is at work. It's deceiving you and it's not letting you keep it real with yourself. So we're always out there trying to keep it real with other people or tell people to keep it real. But sometimes the deception is within. And as the article says, quite frankly, it's hard to keep it real. It's harder than you think. Because understanding how the brain works, at one step, when you're thinking and your responses often can be way out of line with reality. What that means is that your ego has put up a defense mechanism and it's building a wall. So that's why it's so important to have people around you that are your trusted advisors and that you know have your best interests in heart. And when your thinking is way out of line, when you're trying to do something very drastic and your advisors are telling you something, check your ego. Now, that's not to say that you never take chances, you never take risks, you never go against the grain. That's perfectly fine if you make sure you've done your proper check and balance between your ego, your right brain, your left brain. And that you're thinking straight. So let's see some of the telltale signs that maybe your ego is at work and it's deceiving you. So number one is anxiety and depression. The article says that you may not realize this, but anxiety and depression aren't really feelings. They're defense emotions related to your thoughts and how you're processing information. So when you're processing information, you end up getting anxiety and stress and getting depressed because your brain is having a hard time processing information. Anxiety and depression are how your ego tries to protect you from emotional pain. But in fact, it's quite the reverse. You're still going to be in pain and even maybe cause yourself more pain by not dealing with it. So chronic stress, chronic anxiety, chronic depression, these are dangerous. So, and long term, they prevent you from feeling pain. And in life, there are some pains. And those pains, if you look at them more as they're helping you to learn and grow and be stronger instead of avoiding them, then you can push through the pain and move forward. But when you let the ego lie to you, you can stay in these deep states of anxiety and depression. And that's definitely not good for you. Now, another telltale sign that your ego is at work and deceiving you is driven behavior. So again, pursuing goals is normal. It's a good thing. But if you are so driven that you'd resort to desperate behavior, so you got to ask yourself, what is desperate behavior when you're sacrificing and forsaking everything? And if, when you don't get what you're driving for, you feel intense emotional frustration to the point that you'll do something extreme, even hurt yourself or think about extreme measures, even things like getting revenge, that means that your driven behavior has gotten dangerous. For example, a study of several extreme type A people found a common trait that in this particular group that they brought together, they were suffering from migraine headaches. But they found that those migraine headaches were after trigger events when they didn't get something that they expected or want or were striving from. And we're talking about debilitating migraines where they have to miss work or stay home or leave work. And what they found is, after many studies, is that there was no physical reason for the migraines. It just was that it was the mind stressing, back to that stress and anxiety, because they didn't get what they expected. That's when driven behavior starts to become dangerous and it starts to affect your health. So be aware of that. Now, sign number three, blaming others. Blame is a defense maneuver to avoid guilt and shame. Try to solve the problem based on things that are in your control versus blaming the problem on someone else and saying that you have no control. You always have control, control of your reaction. So don't blame others. Find out what's in your control and make those changes. The anxiety you experience when you think about taking responsibility is often a sign that your ego, again, is preventing you from doing what you need to do. So sometimes when you know you need to do something, but you're getting this anxiety, push through it, because that's the brain once again, trying to block. It's the ego working and feeding you thoughts and ideals to your brain that's blocking you. And you've got to push through and do the right thing anyway. Okay, think about some of these and think about some scenarios, even anonymously. Share with me some scenarios where you know that your ego might have been lying to you and confusing your thoughts. Love to hear some real life examples. But let me continue. Number four, feeling that you're always right. And as a matter of fact, we did a whole episode. My girl taped the episode just yesterday. So you'll hear one of our guest hosts doing a recording, Lindsay. So check out that whole episode about thinking you're always right. That in itself, again, is the ego talking. And just realize you can't always be right and the rest of the world is always wrong. Or if people don't agree with you, they're completely wrong. Life isn't like that. And furthermore, when you come across as always being right, you push people away. It says that you have no tolerance or consideration for other people and their perspective. And the last thing is you're going to find yourself in a situation where it's hard for people to be around you and even hard for people to love you. And no one wants to be unlovable. So watch that maneuver. That's a tricky one that the ego sometimes plays. Number five, similar, is always what we call black and white thinking. Black and white thinking is that there's one right, there's one wrong. And the world isn't black and white. There's many shades of gray. And furthermore, there's a whole rainbow of colors. And when you think about black and white, one of the things, people who are extremely left brain thinkers think black and white. when you're programming and coding and thinking about computer code, a lot of that is black and white thinking, what we call logical. Well, that's why in the study of STEM, we realize that you need the arts, even to get people interested and engaged into science and technology, engineering and math. You've got to have a creative side to it. That's what gets people engaged and stimulated. So black and white thinking is against our right brain and left brain thinking. So people who are left brain, you need to see the rainbow. Okay. Number six, clinging to one definition of fairness. So if your ego tells you that you're always right, like in the previous example, then if it doesn't go your way, you simply say it's not fair. Well, that's again black and white thinking. And what happens is when you think something's not fair, then your anxiety goes up. Remember, that was the number one thing that we mentioned. All of these are signs that your ego is telling you lies. There's many degrees of fairness and there's different perspectives and there's a lot of factors that go into what's fair, what's not. You know, as little kids, you often hear them say, that's not fair. Well, as adults, we know, well, there might be extenuating circumstances. And for their own good, they can't have something or they can't do something. Well, as adults, we've got to grow out of that mindset of it's not fair. There's a lot of things to take into consideration. Now, last, real quickly, number seven, the last sign is assuming the victim role. A lot of circumstances in life where people are victims, but I've seen people in extreme circumstances and they wouldn't dare consider themselves victims. They consider themselves survivors. So when your ego is telling you you're a victim, it's lying to you and it's keeping you in that depressed state. You're a survivor. Now, think about those. See if you have some of the signs and let me know if I missed some signs and drop me a comment. Let's talk about it in our upcoming episode of how your brain sometimes keeps you from keeping it real. That's our podcast for today. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
You have been listening to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. For a full list of our broadcast archives, social media handles, contact information, and upcoming shows, visit our website portal at www.technologyespresso.com.net and .org. Call our event hotline 855-484-6837 for a list of STEM-related events in various states across the country. That's 855-484-6837. Your feedback is important to us. Send us an email through our website or directly to technologyespresso@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember to listen, learn, leverage, launch.